One of the 100 scientists shortlisted to go to Mars in 9 years' time said he was becoming increasingly concerned about many aspects of the project. Mars One aims to put 24 astronauts on the red planet in the $6 billion project. But Dr. Joseph Roach, who's an astrophysicist and assistant professor at Trinity College, said he doesn't think it will happen for a number of reasons, including the selection procedures involved. Here's what he told us.
Well, I only have really two concerns in terms of the science behind the mission. I think that's the main one is the selection process, I think, has probably not been as rigorous as it could have been. And I think if you're at the moment, the main thing they've invested in is this selection process. And if you compare it to traditional other astronaut selection programs, then it comes up short. But I think as well, there's a reluctance to embrace the scientific community. Last year, some scientists in MIT did a fascinating study on Mars One as a case study. And I think their report, when I saw it, I thought that was going to be the part of the project that gets really interesting, where we start coming up against the obstacles and the scientific community bands together to try and solve them and we make real progress. Because I think most of us think that getting to Mars in our lifetimes is probably unrealistic, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be fighting for it. I mean, this is the time when we can make progress in this area.
Well, earlier this morning from California, I got the response from Mars One. Dr. Norbert Kraft is one of the specialists working on the project. He rejected Dr. Roach's comments about the selection process, and he said that the MIT experts referenced by Joseph Roach were undergraduate students who had written a paper for a conference. And he also said this about Dr. Roach's involvement in this program.
He is not a contender anymore to a specific reason, because he broke the confidentiality. And this is one of the key pieces. You cannot break a confidentiality agreement. You will see later on our applicants will work in Paragon and other companies who have secret technology which have to stay in the United States. Protected by law, and we cannot have applicants who just go to the press and announce what the companies have.
But as you said yourself, Dr. Kraft, this is in very early stages of selecting people. He's in the final 100. Why should he be subjected to a confidentiality agreement this early on when he's raising what he believes to be legitimate concerns? He wants openness and transparency, and that's all he's asking for.
The point is, he has a confidentiality, and that is a fact. And we look, can we trust? People who break confidentiality cannot be trusted. It's the same a team member. They rely on each other with their life.
But can't they ask questions? Can't they look for answers to concerns that they have?
Of course they can ask questions, but not when they break the confidentiality. And it's not the question about the selection. It's about the 75%. What they say they have. That was in confidentiality. He can say to Mars One, I don't like it, or whatever the reason is, can I say this? Applicants ask, can I tell this to the press? And we have that. And that's what you do. You just don't break confidentiality. And do you want to work with somebody who breaks confidentiality? I don't think, whatever reason it is.
So he's out?
Yes, of course. You break confidentiality, he's out. We have to have trust between the applicants. They rely with their lives on them. So
that's
we
great.
Cannot have people who break confidentiality. The trust is broken. And when the trust is broken, as you know, the team never works. And we are really reliable on teams as a teamwork. Do you think any of the 100 applicants I want to work with him anymore?
Dr. Norbert Kraft, one of the specialists working on the Mars One project, confirming that Dr. Joseph Roach, assistant professor at Trinity College, is no longer in the running to go to Mars in 2014.